It's Tuesday, February 18th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian Christians continue to face extreme persecution, murders, and exile in large numbers. Sadly, the mainstream news media has been largely silent on the tragedy. Increasingly, these Christians are victimized by Boko Haram, the radical Islamic group, and Muslim Fulani herdsmen. To keep this as a major prayer item for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world, The Worldview interviewed our contact in Nigeria, Pastor Anakin Ekpo of Southern Nigeria. Listen to his heart.
Nigeria is the most African populous country in the world, and it's a very strategic country that if Christianity were to have a free hand in Nigeria, the whole of Africa and the world will benefit. In fact, we would compete with America and South Korea sending out missionaries. It is that the enemy of the gospel have known this.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report from Nigeria immediately following today's newscast to hear an impassioned plea that we not forget the sufferings of the Nigerian church. China has appointed a hardliner to oversee Hong Kong for the communist state, reports International Christian Concern. Zee Beiling will serve as the director of the Communist Party's director of the Hong Kong office. He was the driving force behind the persecution of Christians in the Zhejiang district, destroying churches and removing 1,000 crosses from church buildings back in 2015. Pastors and religious leaders in Hong Kong and China see this as a further move toward removing religious freedoms in Hong Kong. The transgender rage has created a sad befuddlement for public high school sports in the U.S. Three female high school athletes from the state of Connecticut, with the legal assistance of Alliance Defending Freedom, submitted a federal lawsuit last week, hoping to stop boys from competing in their sports. The suit argues that boys, pretending to be girls, have a, quote, physical advantage, end quote, in girls' athletic events. Two boys took first and second place in the state championship in the 55-meter state competition for girls' track in 2019, which otherwise would have been secured by the plaintiffs in the case. Attorney Christiana Holcomb said, quote, girls deserve to compete on a level playing field. Forcing them to compete against boys is not fair, shatters their dreams, and destroys their athletic opportunities. Having separate boys and girls sports has always been based on biological differences, not what people believe about their gender, because those differences matter for fair competition, end quote. The coronavirus in China has resulted in some unexpected changes for Christian families in China. The Financial Times noted that all primary schools, secondary schools, and universities in China have been shut down at least through mid-February. And interest from China in the Generations Homeschool Summit in March has picked up. A Chinese mom informed us that, quote, all Chinese students now have to stay at home and learn online, end quote. Economists are bracing for a worldwide recession, with Japan posting its fastest economic shrink in almost 6 years during the December quarter. A Reuters poll of economists concludes that China's economic growth will slow this year to the lowest since the 2008 recession, due in large part to the coronavirus scare. However, loan defaults hit record levels last year in China. While U.S. unemployment numbers are still low, Business Insider points out that big business is more unstable than ever. Corporate debt has hit record levels as a percentage of the gross domestic product, and, quote, 50% of the investment-grade corporate bond market is rated BBB by credit rating agencies, end quote. That's up from 35% just before the 2008 recession. And worst of all, the increased corporate debt is being put to unproductive uses like corporate payouts to investors, stock buybacks, and mergers and acquisitions. The Harvard Business Review points out that in 2018, quote, the S&P 500 index did a combined $806 billion in stock buybacks, about $200 billion more than the previous record set in 2007, end quote. And finally, retired Colorado Senator Kevin Lundberg posted a portion of a disturbing 6-minute speech provided by a Colorado University professor named River Wood at the House State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee last week. Wood argued against parental rights, called the Bible a, quote, fairy tale, end quote, and God a, quote, cosmic dictator, end quote. Listen to his rant.
It's bad enough that religious fundamentalists are crippling their children's minds with nonsense that I have to fix when they get to college. But they further demand the right to impose their religious thinking on everyone else around them. I think it's reasonable to demand that these people first prove the existence of their God before they push what it claims it wants on the rest of us.
Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Sadly, the parental rights bill was subsequently killed. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, February 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. The war between Satan and the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has been going on since the Garden of Eden. Nigerian Christians who have witnessed Satan's war strategies firsthand are praying for respite and deliverance since facing severe persecution, which began back in 2009. Pastor Anakin Ekpo of Nigeria told The Worldview that the Muslim militants want to turn Nigeria into an Islamic state.
Since the inception of this government, we learned that they came with the understanding that they will have to turn Nigeria into an Islamic state. And so from that time, 2015, everything the government does, all the program of the government is to let down Christianity and destroy it. Starting from the men who took up the high position in government, the president only choose those from the Muslim religion. His advisors, minister of education, or whatever, taking care of the economy of the nation and so on.
Pastor Ekpo said that they have heard that Muslim leaders are even responsible for supporting Boko Haram behind the scenes.
And you see things changing. The Christians are being victimized. Even in their business, they have no right. In fact, right, this new year, the government has imposed a lot of tariff on everything you do so as to get the money to fund the Boko Haram. Reliably told that it is our government that is sponsoring the Boko Haram. We have been reliably told that when Nigerians' army are being trained, recruitment is thrown out for all Nigerians, but they take most of the people in the north. And then maybe tomorrow will be the commissioning day. Today, about 700 men from the north will be missing in the camp, the training camp. And what are they to become? They are to become Boko Haram, well-trained. And so they kill Nigerian army, and they invade villages and destroy things.
Pastor Ekpo gave a real-life example of the devastation they continue to wreak on innocent civilians in northern Nigeria.
In fact, last month and this month, the CAN, the Christian Association of Nigeria, because of what has been happening early this year, one of our CAN chairman in the Taraba State in Chikawa was captured on the 10th of January. As negotiation was going on for his release, and they demanded 50 million naira to be paid, as the negotiation was going on, the man was killed. They make him to dig his grave, and then he stood in the grave. They asked him to become a Muslim. He refused. So they cut him to pieces. Another young man was captured as well. A student from Plateau State going to Maiduguri in the university was captured. He was asked to reject Christianity. He refused. A boy was given a rifle to shoot him. And then four seminarians from the Bible College was captured and destroyed in different places.
These stories make our hearts cry out to the Lord with the psalmist in Psalm 13, verses 3 through 6. "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me." Yet Pastor Ekpo marveled at how God has used the persecution that men mean for evil for the growth of the faith of the church.
It has helped us Christians, both in the South and in the North, to preach the gospel in a right way and not to go to this sidetrack gospel of prosperity and no suffering and so on. We are also encouraged that the people they have kidnapped refuse to deny their faith. That's a very good encouragement to us. And like this man that was killed, the wife came out and said, "I thank God that my husband did not deny the faith, that he was willing to die." So we are encouraged that the church is still waxing on, going on stronger, that many people are turning to become Christians. See, because some of the Muslims are now becoming Christians, the Christian faith is genuine.
Pastor Ekpo said that the Christians are only becoming more grounded in the faith. Remember the words that Jesus Christ said to us in John 15, verse 20. "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours."
Both Christians and Muslims who have become Christians are seeing the way ahead, that God will help them and God will stand by them. And then we also make contribution to help our brothers and sisters in the refugee camps, to encourage them to stand firm and stand fast for Christ.
Keep fervently praying for the church in Nigeria, that God would bring down the evil one and give the brothers and sisters continued faith and strength in taking up the whole armor of God to stand firm in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.